You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. With August now in the can, we can tell you the S&P 500 stock index went up 7%, the most in a single month since the 1986 boom year. This morning in early trading, the S&P is up a sliver more, 0.1%. The Dow is down 30 points, 0.1%. The NASDAQ, with a much bigger portion of tech stocks, is up 0.6% this morning. About half the country has no direct stake in the stock market. More have stakes in the job market. On Friday, we'll get the August employment and unemployment reports. Let's now turn to Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives. How are you doing, Julia?
I'm doing well on a seasonally adjusted basis, David. How are you?
You need to own that line, all of us, I think. And, you know, switching right now to something very serious, the furloughs, the temporary, you're not working here anymore, they're turning permanent now. We saw 18,000 furloughed MGM Resort employees get the word in recent days.
It's a normal recessionary dynamic. What we were hoping was temporary is now turning into, you know, a reduction in demand that's going to be more lasting, and employers have to right-size their businesses, and that means permanent job losses.
So what you're saying, it's a classic recession now, is no longer this notion of the V-shaped recovery. Pandemic, but we'll be over it soon.
That's right. We're not just reconnecting people with their former employers. People now have to readjust, move across sectors, find new companies, maybe move locations. And that kind of a recession and recovery takes a longer time to heal from.
Julia Coronado, economist and founder of Macro Policy Perspectives, thank you.
My pleasure.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.